This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I have a special guest, a full hour for you. All I can say is it'll take an hour. I could probably take 2 or 3 hours with this guest. His name, Walter O'Brien, CEO and founder of Scorpion Computer Services. For the people who don't know Walter, you all should. He leads a team of some of the brightest people on the planet. His team and his earlier life inspired the hit television show Scorpion, now in its 4th season on CBS. Now, also, we had Walter on Business in Burgers earlier this year. Had a great time learning about him, getting to know him. He's a fellow car guy, which I'm very happy to say. But Walter's company last year won LA Business Journal's Innovation Award. This year, Walter won Unite for Humanity's Lifetime Achievement Humanitarian Award, which is wonderful. But what I'm more interested in real quick is the Ferrari F1 Spider convertible you got. That was what we talked about last, Walter. I love it. So have you driven? Have you having fun with it? I mean, how long have you had it?
Oh, I only bought the cars 2 weeks ago. So in order to keep my estimate, my calculated risk down, it's still with my mechanic, who's amazing and super OCD, and going through with a fine-tooth comb and tweaking anything that needs to be tweaked before I, as he puts it, goes out and breaks it again. So I consider myself a full-time test driver.
Hey, well, and you know, that's what I am. So, but, you know, an F1, oh, man, I'm envious, bro, envious. All right, now I want you to tell the world real quick about you, because you can tell it as quick as anybody can. Your story is amazing. If people know about the hit TV show Scorpion, they know a little bit about you, because that show is about you and your life and your team. But give us a minute or two on you.
Sure. So, born in Ireland, dairy farmer's son, didn't like farming in the rain, and didn't really fit in at home or at school. And the teachers complained I asked too many questions. So by 9, they thought I was on the autistic scale, sent me for testing, and I tested out the 5th highest IQ in the world, 197. That explained what was wrong with me.
Right.
I went ahead and joined the Gifted Children's Society because I couldn't afford a computer myself, and got my hands on theirs. And at night, taught myself through trial and error how to do programming. And by 13, I'd hacked into NASA and stolen the shuttle blueprint.
By 13 years old.
Because I did it on my dad's long-distance dial-up telephone over modem, I got busted by the NSA and Interpol and turned the U.S. government into my client to do cybersecurity and stop other people hacking in. And so I ended up starting a company at 13 based on my hacker name of Scorpion. And as we got busier, kind of like Geek Squad for Best Buy, I hired my other friends to help me, who were all prodigies. And I thought having a company full of geniuses was a good idea. I was wrong. So I found that out when I put 2 of them on the same project, and they tried to kill each other while insulting the customer.
Right.
So that's where I learned the phenomenon that often the higher the IQ, the lower the EQ, the emotional intelligence.
Right.
Common sense, social skills, or what people refer to as street smarts. So I went out and I hired single moms, elementary school teachers, and psychologists who had high EQ and called them super nannies. So they babysit the geniuses and the customers. So now I had the best thinkers working with the best communicators, and my little think tank was working. So we solved problems for people, and initially they were very simple problems, you know, setting up computers and point of sale cash registers and stuff like that. And then those problems grew, and we started solving big number crunching problems for the Fortune 1000, from our electric grid to our command and control system to credit card underwriting, healthcare, insurance underwriting, stuff like that, Wall Street trading. And then the company grew to 3,000 geniuses, 500 super nannies.
Wow.
And we did $1 billion in revenue, and that changed kind of the size and scale of what we're capable of. And somewhere along there, Homeland Security classified me as a national asset to the U.S. and brought me over on what's called an extraordinary ability visa to the U.S., same visa as Albert Einstein and Winston Churchill. And I've been working here in Los Angeles for about 20 years now.
All right. Hold it right there. That's where we're going to stop, because I swear to you, if you are not the most entrepreneurial 13-year-old kid still to this day. I know you. I know you're just a big, lovable, huggable genius. We're talking with Walter O'Brien. We'll take a little short break. This is going to be a whole hour that will make your jaw drop. That's all I can say. I know him. My jaw drops every time I talk to him. This is Entrepreneur Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
Well, if you've seen this TV show on CBS, it is called Scorpion, then you already know Walter O'Brien without even knowing him, because it's his TV show. It's all about him. It's about his life, and it's pretty much real. As a matter of fact, again, we're going to have Walter on for the whole hour. There's so many things to talk about. Let's just talk about something that's happening, like, immediately. Spider-Man, you're going to be in the credits of Spider-Man because of Scorpion Studios. Tell the world about that real quick.
Sure. Well, when we started the TV show about 3 years ago now, at least three seasons ago, you know, we were working with the writers, and we would, at the beginning of each season, tell them true stories that we were allowed to talk about, and true gadgets and true pranks and interactions between the geniuses. And then they would mix that all together with a bit of Hollywood pizzazz and romance, and out pops the show. And then they would call me back and say, Walter, you're in a bar fight. How would you get out of it? Or, Walter, you're in Vegas. How would you cheat? Or, you know, can you breathe under? Is there a way of breathing underwater? Or things like that.
Right.
And we would answer it on the spot. And then they would say, you know, do you know an expert in tornadoes or an expert in drilling through sand? And I would get the head of the Army Corps of Engineers on the phone. And they really started finding us useful, reaching out to our Rolodex in terms of research. And then, you know, news spread as it does in Hollywood. So some of the folks doing motion pictures said, well, we could spend 3 months trying to figure it out ourselves, or we could just call Scorpion and have them answer it the same day. And that's how it started. So I opened up Scorpion Studios as a different company just to service films and movies. And the best way I can phrase it is, we don't make the movies. We make them cooler and more realistic.
Right.
We're kind of like the Q character for James Bond. Nobody remembers the individual James Bond movies, but they all remember the gadgets.
Right.
So we bring the gadgets. You want to make something cool or clever happen, or a bank robbery or an escape, or if someone is hacking on screen, what should they be typing in on screen so it looks realistic? You know, you can't have people flying down a tunnel of ones and zeros like in the 80s. People don't buy that anymore.
Right.
Or if you're portraying geniuses and you have a room full of whiteboards with crazy formulas on it, you have to make those formulas real or you'll get trolled online.
Right.
So we try and walk that line between making it real, but at the same time not teaching the general public how to hack satellites.
Right, right.
So, and we have the real Happy from the show, for example, since the show is based on or inspired by real people at the company. So let's say you're making a movie and you needed a time machine. On one side, we can research that if there was a time machine, kind of what would it look like? And on the other side, we can turn it over to a master fabricator to say, go ahead and make the prop. Or you want to modify a car or something else. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop for the tech advisory side of movies. And we have a few movies in the works right now, and Spider-Man is the first one we're credited on that's coming out to the public. It's July 7th. It's open to the public. So
awesome. 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 Again, we're talking with Walter O'Brien, founder and CEO of Scorpion Computer Services, and so much more. Tell the world how you got the name Scorpion in about a minute.
Well, as a kid in school, as you can imagine, I didn't really fit in. I was the kid who wasn't good at sports, who wasn't popular, who was either teacher's pet or teacher's enemy, depending on the insecurity level of the teacher. So either way, I got bullied by somebody. And I was also the poor kid in the rich kid school. So what happened is eventually, after 18 months of bullying, I lost my temper with one of the main bullies. And what they didn't know is I've been doing full contact martial arts since I was seven. We gave him a pretty spectacular ass kicking. And as a result, I got named Scorpion because a scorpion is a docile creature until pushed too far. And it's fiercely loyal to its cyclone, which is what you call a family of scorpions. And I basically was a geek protector. I would take my beatings, and then I would take the beatings of the other geeks.
That's all.
I'm 6'2", built a bit like a football player, which is why I could take the beatings, and but didn't. And that's why now we try to speak against or support anti-bullying as much as possible.
There you go. I love it. All right, we're talking with Walter O'Brien. He is Scorpion. You see his television show. It's in its fourth season on CBS. When we come back, I'm going to ask him about these Russian hackers. Is it fake news? One hacker to another, I'm sure he knows. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur.
Get the latest issue of Entrepreneur magazine delivered right to your door. Visit entrepreneur.com and subscribe today. Here's Alan Taylor.
Well, we're glad you're here with us, everybody. A special show, one full hour with Walter O'Brien, founder and CEO of Scorpion Computer Services. He also has a few other things going on, like ScorpionStudiosInc.com for you movie makers. If you've got your funding ready, call Walter, and he can help you. But also, for anybody, and we'll get to this, he has ConciergeUp.com. Bring your problems. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But right now it is time to talk about this whole crazy thing with the Russian hackers. You are the hacker of hackers, man. The black helicopters came to your house at 13 years old and hired you. What do you make of this Russian hacking stuff?
Well, I think the word hacking is getting used and abused a little too much in terms of, you know, when they talk about hacking, we've heard about SEO and people manipulating stories and putting out fake news and influencing people, you know, in terms of influencing people, highlighting certain things, burying certain things. To me, that's just good propaganda and campaign management, whoever's doing it. It's not really hacking. The concept that someone is faking and replicating dead voters' voter rights and then causing enough of those voters to actually vote and make a difference, I haven't seen any evidence of that happening at all. So, you know, are a large percentage of the world's best hackers Russian? Yeah. That they respect math and have some of the best math teachers in the world. But did they hack the election? Not according to my definition of hacking. I haven't seen anyone break into anything, spoof anything, or fake anything. You know, were they doing propaganda and supporting fake news and pushing stuff out on Facebook? I'm sure they were. But every country has done that for every other country, for every other campaign.
Right.
You know, it's called international espionage. It's been around as long as James Bond has. So
right.
I don't see that as anything particularly new.
Well, just like your TV show about you and your life and your team, that's what James Bond is about. It's a little bit of, you know, this stuff is going on. Let's just kind of make it, let's coolify it, you know, and gamify it a little bit with the way they do things. But so, you know, with that, knowing that you kind of started life accidentally, just being an inquisitive young man at 13, hacking into NASA, let's talk about what you do with the military these days. Because the last time I talked with you, I felt like hugging you for your service to saving lives and in the military, and not only the military, but people around the world and collateral damage, as they call lives that get lost in battle and war. Could you talk about that for a minute?
At a high level, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, the little guy is still treated like cannon fodder and often realizes when he retires at 40 or 50 that it was more about politics than it was about patriotism, and that can break their heart. And, you know, I'm not a big supporter or proponent of war, but if it's going to happen anyway and people are going to use weapons anyway, I might as well make them accurate enough so they don't kill more innocent civilians.
Right.
So,
that's the story I was talking about is you did something that was so amazing, and it comes from the heart, like you just said. If there's going to be war, let's just get rid of that collateral damage as best we can by making things very accurate so you can pinpoint it. Talk about that.
So, well, across the board, I've developed and spent years of my life developing systems that do, the technical name for it is automated quality assurance and risk aversion. But what it means in English is I'm trying to remove the human error from all these systems that get built by humans and deployed by humans and run by humans and tested by humans. And on their best day, humans make 3% error. That's what we call human error for a working professional. Well, if you're an air traffic control system or a ballistic missile defense system or a command and control system, 3% error is huge. That's a lot of people who's going to have a bad day.
Right.
So I developed these systems. One of them is called SenGen. It won the most innovative product of the year in the U.S. in aerospace and defense. And it's one of the world's fastest artificial intelligence computers. It does 250 human years of thinking every 90 minutes. And think of it like two chess computers playing each other. They would quickly and rapidly and exhaustively play every possible move on the board. And that's what this system does with anything. It turns anything into a game of chess. So for SOCOM that runs the Navy SEALs, we at Muscata Tech 2 years ago, we ran 59,000 war games in under 2 seconds and demonstrated that 10 times that day.
Oh, my God.
For Agile, our command and control system, where we had friendly fire incidents, that we shot down 28 of our own people or our own allies because of human error. Imagine war a bit like a video game from an admiral's perspective, where he's looking at little icons on the board moving around.
Right.
Well, humans put those icons there, and there's 14 million of them. So if you put the wrong color or the wrong icon or the wrong shape up, you end up shooting down your own British ally. So we developed and applied SenGen to that to make sure that if it's ever the wrong color or the wrong shape from the last time, it would raise an alert. And we've had no friendly fire incidents since. The same with our drug distribution system in California, where you go and get your drugs from the pharmacy, and you want to make sure that you're not allergic to them and they're not conflicting with each other if they're prescribed by two different doctors. Again, these things are called mission critical because they kill people if they get it wrong. That's the kind of stuff our technology is applied to, where you want to go beyond human in terms of mitigating error and risk.
All right, hold tight. I got to take a little break here. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Special guest today, Walter O'Brien, CEO and founder of Scorpion Computer Services. He is what you see on CBS. He is the real Scorpion. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Special guest, full hour with my friend Walter O'Brien, one of the most amazing human beings in the world. I asked him, you know, to analyze me, and then he looked at me and smiled and says, no, you don't want me to do that. That was after our business in burgers. I bet you don't remember that. Thank you for not telling me. I don't want to know. I'll just stay the knucklehead I am. You know, your work, again, thank you for saving so many lives with your great work that you do with our military and intelligence organizations. But and we're going to make sure that for Entrepreneur Magazine, radio, media, the entire entrepreneur world, you're going to give some great advice to entrepreneurs here as we get along. But part of this advice also comes with the fact that I'm going to make you accessible to these folks by talking about Concierge Up, where you want people to bring their problems. And the website is concierge.up.com. Talk about that real quick.
Sure. So here I was with my company after 20 years of solving technical problems around the planet. And I was, you know, sitting on a rock one day contemplating, and I thought, well, why restrict myself to only solving technical problems? What if we just said we try and help people with any problem? You know, we've got a problem-solving methodology. We've got a hell of a Rolodex. We've got some pretty sensible people. And we have a good process for kind of turning ambiguity into absolute. If you think about developing software, it's pretty much I've got to get out of your head some picture of what you want, and I got to break it down into absolute ones and zeros so I can deliver you a system that's what you were imagining. And that process would apply to everything, whether you're getting married or divorced. I would actually use the same methodology and gather my requirements and manage my risk and have a disaster recovery plan in case it rains. This kind of military-style discipline that we would use around any project that we engineer, we take for granted, but we forget that most of the general public have never heard or seen of this stuff other than on TV. So we thought, well, what if we opened up a website, concierge.com, where people can simply type in any problem and we try and help them? And, you know, slowly but surely, people came along. We used the phrase, if you want to search something, type it in Google. If you want it to happen, type it in Concierge Up. And slowly people came along and started typing things in, like their daughter had anorexia. Can we find all food that's odorless and tasteless, but high in calories and fat? Or their mom has throat cancer. Can we find all non-FDA-approved solutions outside the U.S.? Or someone wrote a book. Can we get it endorsed by a celebrity and get it on the New York Times bestseller list and then manage the whole book rollout and tour and signing tour and turn them into a public speaker so they can sell books at the back of the room?
Wow, unbelievable.
All these things we've done. And the hard, you know, so I've basically simplified my business to three words: any funded need. And the struggle I have is nobody understands the meaning of the word any. I really mean any. And I'll give you a couple of examples in a moment. But the funded part means you have at least 10 grand to put towards the problem.
Right.
That's enough for me to engage a team. Now, I actually don't charge for my time at all. And my folks started at 150 bucks an hour to work with you. So for 10 grand, you get 66 hours of genius.
Wow.
And just to make it more enticing, there's no lock-in, no long-term contracts, nothing else. It's pretty much like a retainer at a law firm, where once you put the money down, we're contractually obligated to give it back to you if you don't use it. So if you start working with us and you decide not to go forward, then we give you all the money back except for the few hours you met with us.
So wait a minute. Let me just be a client here. This sounds like a really good idea. So if I put 10 grand in the account and you and I start trying to solve any problem that I have, I can call and I get X number of hours, or I make an appointment. How does it work? Because I'm going, where's my money? I'm going to go see you soon.
Yeah, well, basically, you're correct. What happens is one of those super nannies who speaks English, right, will give you a call and arrange a kickoff meeting. And once they get through the contracts and non-disclosures and stuff like that to protect you, and then we start questioning you on, you tell us what you think you want. In our business, often the customer's always wrong, meaning when we start questioning you on why do you want that, will that really fulfill you, is that what your family wants, what's your goal here, is it to make money, is it to feel happy, is it to be fulfilled, is it to leave a legacy? So we start asking hard questions to figure out what do you really want. And then when we agree on that, we're like, okay, well, how about we start doing some research on this next week? We spend 10 hours on this and 20 hours on that. And you're in the driver's seat. You approve it. And then we'll say to you, okay, we're going to meet with you every Thursday or every Tuesday in a status meeting. We'll have our homework done. That'll motivate you to have your homework done. And every week we'll push along the stuff you've been talking about for 3 years on your to-do list, but never actually doing it. So we're a little bit like a personal trainer at the gym. We'll get you off your butt and make you do the stuff you really wanted to do.
Wow.
And any part of it we can do that you'll let us, we'll do for you and make these things happen. And there's almost nobody at this point we can't reach out to and get them to return our call or get back to us.
This is amazing.
And what you want doesn't have to be fully fleshed out. That's the whole point. People are used to outsourcing downwards, where you give it to a secretary and assistant and you know absolutely everything you want, all the details. But we deal with the fuzzy stuff. It's like, well, this is an idea I thought of, or this is something I read about on a magazine, and I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea for my business. I don't even know if it's affordable. I don't even know what it costs. I don't even know if it's legal. And that's the whole point. We can take something fuzzy like that, and our ability to Google it and look it up and talk to lawyers and check it out and get back to you on Friday with the pros and cons, is at least as good as your ability to do it, except you don't have 8 hours free on Monday to work on it. And you're really buying time, extra time, to get all the stuff in your life in order and start beating down that to-do list and getting things happening.
Unbelievable. So let me ask a question, because I'm writing a check right now. If I, let's say I want to start a business or I want to buy into a business, can I say to you, hey, all right, here's the deal. This is the business. What are the, you know, possibilities of this not being a great idea? You guys ask me all those questions, do the research for me. I only spend $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 and I find out what I need. I leave the rest of the money just hanging there and we keep on going to the next thing I need information on. Is that how it works?
Well, that's a choice. What we would offer you is the rest of the money back. We'll give you the $7,000 check back.
I want to keep it rolling, baby. I love you.
Well, that's the thing that we hope for. Most people leave the money on deposit and try and use us as like their super butler.
Every week,
they make a quick phone call saying, hey, you know, my sister needs her tattoo removed.
Or, can you help?
Can you help retire my parents to Florida?
Convince them,
help them shut down their business, liquidate their assets on eBay, find them a new house and an apartment, get them a Cadillac and an assistant, and tell me their new address.
I may have found the answer to the world's problems with you. All right, hang tight. We're going to take a break. ConciergeUp.com. My check, I'm going to probably come in and deliver it to you in person so I can give you another big fat hug the way I did when you were on Business and Burgers. Watch his episode of Business and Burgers at businessandburgers.com. We have a similar conversation. I love this guy. We're going to take a break. We've got a couple more segments with him. It is Entrepreneur Radio.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
Okay, special guest, and I say it one more time, special guest, Walter O'Brien, one of the smartest individuals on planet Earth, highest IQ, what is it, like fifth highest IQ in the world?
Correct, yes.
Amazing freaking human being. I love you. I love what you're doing. I love how you do it. I love your humanitarian work. We haven't even hardly gotten to about a tenth of what you do. But the fact that Concierge Up is available for people that want to start a business, that want to increase their business, that have somebody, like you gave some good examples, but ConciergeUp.com, bring your problems to Walter and his amazing team. I mean, the movie companies are with Scorpion Studios, television show about him, Scorpion, in its fourth season on CBS. Watch it. You will enjoy it. And guess what? It's not even as good as the real thing, but you're listening to him right now. His name's Walter O'Brien. All right, let's go back to Concierge Up because this is too freaking interesting. Examples, again, you were giving some great examples of anything. The word any, like you said, people don't wrap their brain around that, right?
Right. I really need people to think of me as an affordable Santa Claus with a genius in a bottle instead of a genie.
Right.
And, you know, what are your three wishes? What keeps you awake at night? However you want to phrase it, it doesn't hurt to talk to us. And if you're skeptical, even better. You know, pick something specific. Talk to us for an hour. And either we know a bunch about it or we're willing to find out. But judge for yourself after you talk to us, not before you talk to us.
So, by the way, that first hour talk, I mean, how does it work? Do I get to talk to you and explain what I want before? Because you're picky about your clients, aren't you?
We are picky about our clients. We have a strict no a-hole policy.
Right.
So basically, our clients can fire us at any time, but we can also fire our clients at any time. And we just want people who are reasonable. If you're coming to us with something that's never been done before that no one else has achieved, then you've got to understand that it's research. And Einstein said if we knew what we were doing, we wouldn't call it research, would we?
Right.
So sometimes you got to roll with the punches. Maybe we have to try three different hypotheses before we find one that works. And if the customer is happy that we're being honest with them and we're telling them every week what we're learning and what we're discovering, and they're not expecting everything to be fixed bid, even though it's never been done before, then we have a reasonable working relationship and we can carry on like that. And if we get it done early or cheaper, then you save money. And if it goes further, then we let you know that we're going to have to try again.
All right, let me ask this. And, I'm jumping in.
Sorry.
You did $1 billion in business?
We've done – that was a long time ago, yeah. We've done over $1 billion in revenue.
Goodness and, gracious.
Our government and cyber work all kicks in around August 1st this year, and that'll be significant. It's about a third of our business. But
goodness.
Well, one example that I think people may be able to relate to, just to give you to emphasize the concept of any, is this guy's wife wanted to start a blow bar, which is kind of like a hairdresser's, but they don't actually cut your hair. They just blow dry it. So they said, how could we help? And we said, well, we can do the analytics to find all women between 20 and 40 with disposable income that still care about getting their hair done and find out which malls have the highest traffic for that, that are the furthest away from all competitors. Then negotiate your lease to make sure your landlord can't take advantage of you on the lease for the space you get. Then bring in the right materials and workmen to redo the interior design and lighting and source and find cool barber's chairs. Then you need your merchant accounts to do your American Express and other swipe-through accounts and pay the least percentage in fees for those. Then you need your security cameras and your liability insurance for someone who slips and falls and tries to sue you. So you've got that all captured on camera. And then you need your point-of-sale system to synchronize your QuickBooks so you can do your taxes cheaper.
Any.
And there's 140 other things you got to do when you start a business. And could you figure it out yourself? Yeah, maybe over 3 years. But why do that when we already have the checklist?
Oh, my God.
And the point is, if your core competency is hair and you're a great hairstylist, then great. Focus on that. We do everything that's not your core competency.
My God.
And that allows you to reach your full potential. So then we put a selfie station in the corner, and that way you can have your Instagram and social media managed where everyone is selfieing themselves to death after they've gotten their hair done.
Right.
And that's enforcing the hashtags for your business. And then we arrange with a publicist your whole red carpet launch and bring along influencers and celebrities to endorse your company when you launch it. So you're off to the races quicker.
Well, you know what? I pride myself in finding what happened to Ferris Bueller after high school, college. Where is he today? I'm talking to him. This is Ferris Bueller. But he's the real deal. His name is Walter O'Brien, concierge up. You guys got to wrap your brain around the concept of the word any. Three letters, A-N-Y. He can do anything for you. Concierge up. This is Entrepreneur Radio. We're going to come back, and he's now going to give some advice to entrepreneurs. Ferris Bueller. Whatever happened to him? I got him. He's right here. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages. This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I gotta say this. And get ready because it's going to get uncomfortable for many of you. It's got to be said, okay? Talking with Walter O'Brien. Sadly, most of you are not understanding the concept of any. For $10,000, you go to him just like an attorney as a retainer. You give him the retainer. He already talked about the price of his people, $150 an hour. That's my attorney's $450. You know, I mean, people, this is the biggest opportunity of your life. If you're an entrepreneur or if you're a human being, I just don't believe it. Concierge up. I'm going to do this. The question is, is your life and everything, the rest of your life, valuable enough to be able to answer the questions that you're maybe afraid to know the truth about? And that would be the only reason why you would not at least type in a question. So I'm going to do it, period. Walter, get ready. Here I come. But here's where we want to help. No matter what, I think this is just freaking brilliant And when I heard about it the first time, we didn't get deep into it because Business and Burgers is only 15 minutes. I've had a whole hour. I've got to understand the depth of it. You work with the military and the government, and you solve problems that save lives, and you help people to live that were going to die because of medical problems they didn't have answers to, on and on and on. You're helping the movies to make better movies, a TV show about you. If I could give you 10 grand and say, be my buddy, answer my questions with your team, you've already got the geniuses. You're doing it for countries, for goodness sakes. This is the biggest opportunity I believe that I will ever bring to you listeners out there. And all you got to do is just check it out, Concierge Up. I don't make a dime from him. I'm not in business with him. I'm going to be his client. Maybe some advice that you can add to my, you know, what I said was going to be uncomfortable. I apologize, audience. I'm doing this. I can barely afford it, but I'm going to, I can't not do it at this point after learning what I've learned. But how about some advice?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for that. You're too kind. And I do hope people reach out to us and at least talk to us. Secondly, on the one of my words of wisdom is along the lines of being uncomfortable. Because if you think about it, being uncomfortable means you're learning. And being totally comfortable means you're not learning. So if you've been in the same job for 10 years and you're completely comfortable and you weren't in your first 6 months, it means you've stopped learning. So embrace being uncomfortable. It means you're learning something.
Right.
Another piece of advice, and this is kind of a little bit of homegrown here, that over the years, my whole life, people have called me different and crazy, and those are the polite things they've called me. And then it turns out at the end of my life, thankfully, that in a lot of cases, I was right and they were wrong. And if your definition of success, whether it's being in business or philanthropy, would involve making more than 460 grand a year, only 1% of Americans make more than 460 grand a year. So that means 99% of all the people around you are giving you bad advice. They're not where you want to get to. So why listen to them? So another piece of advice is just be careful who you listen to and consider the source and how valid that is, because everyone's full of advice, but unless they've already achieved what you're trying to achieve, then there's no validity to the source of that advice.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I'll stop you on that and give you one thing. My friend, Dave Meltzer, who is Sports One Marketing, his book, Connected to Goodness, he said he asked his mom, he says, Mom, I'm going to go into an internet business. This is years ago. She says, don't go into the internet. It's just a fad. No matter how much your person loves you or you love that person that's going to give you advice, they're not always right. You know, to your point.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, a great point on that is when they studied Darwin's research, the ultimate outcome was not survival of the fittest. It was survival of the most adaptable. The creatures that survived are the ones that adapted.
Right.
So it's about being uncomfortable, learning, adapting, being careful who you listen to. And those simple principles will put you on the right path moving forward.
There you go.
And rather than, you know, look where you're going, not where you've been, because, you know, too many people spend their life looking backwards, taking advice from everyone else who's already dead in their tracks.
All right, listen, I got to do this because we're going to run out of time, and I want to make sure people, they know how they can get a hold of you. First, concierge up.com. Bring Walter your problems. For you in the movie industry, scorpionstudiosinc.com. He also has scorpioncomputerservices.com. I've never met anybody like this in my life. I've met him in person. I've interviewed him a couple times. I'm getting my 10 grand, and I'm going. Who's with me? Walter, thank you.
Thank you so much for the time. I much appreciate it.
That's about it for us for Entrepreneur Radio. See you next week. You are champions. Now go out and get it.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.